talk about burning the Quran in Afghanistan and the repercussions. Also, the repercussions for Mitt Romney if he doesn't win the primary in Michigan. Two big ones on Tuesday, Michigan and Arizona. Getting closer to Super Tuesday as well. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Oscars might have taken up some of your time over the weekend. Did you watch any of the fluff and stuff? Are you a moviegoer? Are you just curious? Or, nah, you don't watch that. You were watching the Daytona 500. Unfortunately, it got rained out for the first time ever. How about that? They're going to try to run it on Monday. I mean, just torrential rains killed any chance of having that go off. So, instead, a Monday, for the first time ever in the history of running that, 54 years, they've never, ever, ever had to do that. And they might not even be able to pull it off on Monday. In Afghanistan, Ryan Crocker, the ambassador to Afghanistan from the United States, who's been mentoring many of the would-be government types for the new regime and people that work with Hamid Karzai, has felt as though there's been some great success there. Unfortunately, with the inadvertent, and I'm going to believe that I can use that word, with the inadvertent burning of the Qurans in a simple cleaning at Bagram Air Force Base, which has now led to the deaths of four soldiers, including two brutal murders, where part of that program would include some advisors who were sitting at desks at ministry offices, or ministers' offices, if you want to call them that, and was surrounded by Afghan soldiers or had guards that were Afghan soldiers. Somehow they were shot and slaughtered in the back of the head, two of our soldiers. No apology for that, but yet we apologize for the slip-up of the Quran burnings. Wow. Something's wrong with that picture. So now there's a discussion about, should we ramp it up? Should we redouble our efforts, which is what Crocker, the ambassador, thinks we should do? What do you think, America? It's your dime. Would you redouble the efforts after what I just told you? And this is just the tip of the iceberg, as I said. I think there's going to be more reaction because there's riots and whatnot just outside of Kabul. I wouldn't redouble. I would continue the efforts to pull our troops out and NATO troops out. I don't see how extending this or redoubling it is going to help, is going to stop Al-Qaeda, is going to stop the Taliban, is going to stop any kind of future attacks in the West. I don't think so. And if there's any damage that's been done, guess what? The evidence of it is gone because in Abbottabad, the facility or the compound where Osama bin Laden was living was blown up. You know when you went and when you were a kid and saw the implosion of your favorite sports arena? Or maybe you were like me and you were in Vegas and you watched the sands go down and it was a big event and people clapped. They played it on the tube. Oh, they didn't play this on the tube. In fact, they kept people away. But Osama bin Laden's home at Abbottabad went down. Remember last May, that's when we invaded, took him out. And the relationship with Pakistan has never been the same because that country says we violated their sovereignty by not confiding in the military. They weren't consulted or the secret police. And so what a brutal relationship it already was and has become. And now that that cave or that hideaway is demolished, just blown up. They blew it up. So if there was anything left in the compound, it is gone. It is ashes. There weren't any clapping. There wasn't any clapping going on. There weren't photographs being taken. It just simply slipped away into the sands like it never happened. I don't think they ever got over the embarrassment of Osama bin Laden details coming out where he had been there 4 years. And really, from the American point of view, would you tip them off so that they could tip off Osama bin Laden? And the answer is, of course you wouldn't. I mentioned that Tuesday was big, big for the Republicans because so much has been made of whether or not Mitt Romney is going to come out of the gate and take Michigan. And then Arizona is also in play. Jan Brewer, the governor, talked about how big Super Tuesday is, while the governor of Michigan, a Republican, talked about the importance of the great state of Michigan and the great candidate.
I think that things will settle down, and I think that after Super Tuesday, we'll have our candidate.
I believe he will. If you look at where he's come from the polls, now that he's had a chance to campaign in Michigan, he's come up well in the polls. Well, I think Governor Romney is a great candidate, and I think he'd be a great president. You really have a case where you've got a state that, if you talk to our citizens, it's about jobs and the kids and their future.
Oh, we've heard that a lot, haven't we? Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hi. I want to talk about old Brother Santorum here. You know, he was doing great until he tried to explain how he supported Specter, you know, and he sounded skillet and so logical, but I think it left a bad taste in everybody's brain here in Michigan. And, you know, after a couple of days, people started saying, wait, hold on now. Let me see. Santorum decided that Specter was such a bad Republican that he had to go make Specter promised him that he was going to be a good Republican instead of just supporting the good Republican. You see, that's what it comes down to. And if you don't have that moral courage to choose the right person over the politics, you lose that moral high ground. I think this hurts Santorum a lot here in Michigan, and I think that he'll probably win by a point or two, but he could have won decisively, and that's what he needed to do to have the money flow from Romney to Santorum. But
I agree with you. I'm glad you threw that out there. I agree that he needed to do that to get the money to flow to him if he was going to be the guy. And I think, Tomas, you said it perfectly. He explained too much. He should be campaigning, not explaining the explaining and explaining why he did that. He got it all gunked up, and you're right, and he needed to take the moral high ground.
You said it. He explained too much. You cannot, people don't want to, you know, do a psychological analysis on his soul, you know? They just, so, you know, he just sort of said, I messed up. Next question. But he couldn't do that, and, it's going to be interesting because at the same time, he's out there criticizing Obama for not taking the moral high ground, see? And, you know, we tell Obama, the Republicans tell Obama, don't get involved. But then they say, get involved in Afghanistan. Then they say, next day, don't get involved in Afghanistan. Then they say, the next day, get involved in Afghanistan because they're afraid of getting involved.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. They're ridiculous, and absolutely, that's no way to be. I mean, it's like pick a lane, stay in the lane, and stay strong, whatever your opinion is, whether we're talking about Afghanistan or the nonsense of re-explaining to explain over and over again about Arlen Specter. Crazy. Tomas, as always, good to chat with you. Coming up on the flip side, more on Afghanistan, mixing up some of the politics. Plus, we'll spit out some of those Oscar winners, let you hear what Meryl Streep had to say.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right. We'll be right back.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
I think a lot of people who like the artists will be happy to know that the artist won Best Actor, Best Director, and Best Picture, if you care. I think you care if you rent movies, because probably most of you listening, if you're so revved up like I am about politics, you still have some kind of a life. I mean, I hope you're not just constantly on the phone all day long calling talk show hosts and getting yourself into a knot, getting that tension headache. So when you're off doing something to relax, you probably have taken in a flick or two, and maybe you did see the artist. Maybe you did see how incredible that was to pull that off, to entertain people when you're not speaking, when you have two words in the whole movie. And when you say to someone, hey, do you want to go to a movie? There's no words in it. What does that make you think? No words in the movie. Do I want to go and see that? I'm not so sure. But apparently, it was incredibly entertaining. Incredibly entertaining. And they pulled it off. So Jean Dujardin won Best Actor, and a lot of people would have said if they were placing bets on this sort of thing, that He was the guy who was going to get it. Now, Meryl Streep played Margaret Thatcher in The Iron Lady, and she did a great job, I think, of nailing Margaret Thatcher, mannerisms, how she looked, that whole thing. But there were some other strong contenders in that category, and I truly think when Meryl Streep went up to accept the award, she was very, very surprised. Not that she didn't think that she was good enough, but that somebody else was going to get the award, especially 17 nominations, a couple of Oscars under her belt, and now this turns out to be her third Oscar. But you got to love this one little word that she threw out. Take a listen.
When they called my name, I had this feeling I could hear half of America going, oh, no. Oh, come on, why? Her. Again. You know? But, whatever.
That might be my favorite word. In fact, I say it probably too much, but that she used it in that context. Bravo. So her third award. Worth a rental. If you're into politics, which you are, calling this show and calling all the other shows, again, I hope not in one day, so that you're all in a knot and you can't stand it anymore, then you probably watched political movies. And there is definitely politics tied to that movie, just the politics of Thatcher and what she went through, and then some of the things with the Irish, the IRA stuff that went on while she was in office as the prime minister, in fact, almost being blown to bits if you think back to the 80s and think back to your history. All right, speaking of being blown to bits, some people think that we need to blow up what we have going on in Afghanistan. I've already mentioned that at the top. And part of the reason is the brutal assassination of a U.S. lieutenant colonel and major who were killed in a heavily guarded Afghan ministry that was set up to help mentor people, a mentoring program, a way to rebuild the government, which was believed to be the path to getting rid of the Taliban, Al-Qaeda influences, and the United States getting out of Afghanistan. Now there's cries to redouble the efforts in the face of all this anti-U.S. demonstrating. And I say, no way. This is a writing on the wall. When do you say, I give, enough is enough, we tried, it didn't happen, we need to just get out of here. We need to just leave now and forever hold our peace and do whatever we can. But it's not working. Not when you go in and you shoot two of our advisors, two Americans, in the back of the head, two taps to the head. They have no clue what's happening, and all they're doing is trying to help them make the transition. Cowardly, sickening, and I think a true sign that we need to get out of there. All right, speaking of assassinations, there's some paranoia, and maybe rightly so, for the Republicans who are running for president. Rick Santorum, as of Monday, gets Secret Service protection. He was glitter bombed in Washington, got upset that he was heckled, sent a note to Homeland Security, so they decided, well, we're going to give him some protection. Newt Gingrich did the same, but he's not like the formerly one-truck pony, because remember, Rick Santorum is riding around in Iowa in a truck with a guy. So no word on Newt Gingrich. They haven't approved him for Secret Service. Mitt Romney already has it. And then I started to think about this with the Secret Service. How much money does that cost? How much money are we paying to protect the people who want to be president on the Republican side? I mean, is it a necessary evil because there's so many nuts out there and somebody might just decide to do something crazy and a glitter bomb or two might scare you when you have confetti thrown in your face and you're heckled enough that for Rick Santorum, he got it. And now it's a question of whether or not Newt Gingrich will also get Secret Service protection. And you got to think that that adds up. And guess who's paying that bill? You and I. We're paying for that. Uh-huh. And we are. Speaking of paying, we'll mix it in here, too, because this is politics and pain wrapped into one. nobody's liking paying $3.69 for a gallon of regular, and if you are paying $3.69, you might be doing okay compared to the people who are paying $4 or over. Five states, people are paying $4 and over. I filled up today in New Jersey, it was $3.47, so actually less than the national average. And I think people are so tired of the gasoline back and forth, the yin, the yang, the pull over what is a barrel of crude and how is the news going to affect us. Is there going to be more negative news? Back in 2008, when Obama was running the first time around, gasoline was 187, and people were worried about gasoline going up. And now you think of it being $4, and people, $4 in some places and getting close to it, and people are not happy with that. I've said this before, it's worth repeating. It hits $7, and the current president, I don't think, is at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I don't believe that with the gas spike, he would stay in, because too many people that would fall into that middle class area, I think, would put pressure out there and just would refuse to back him, even if they were Democrats. So it hits $7, and obviously there's some smart people around the president. They know how to run a campaign. After all, they did it the first time around, and I'm sure that they are talking about that. Sure they're talking about that. One last one for you before we turn it over to Week and Count in our next segment. And this is a big one. We're talking about remains of the last missing soldier in Iraq. The Army ID'd the final soldier, which is great news for the family. To me, I always think about the family when you hear those stories. So desperately you want them to be able to know what's happened, and that announcement signifies the complete end. How about that? And the last soldier was Sergeant Ahmed Al-Tayyi, who was 41 when he was taken in October 2006 and now positively identified at the military mortuary in Dover, Delaware. Wow. 2006. Finally, that family gets serious closure. Stay with us. We can count next.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You're gonna love this story. Think dogs poop DNA. Westchester, Ohio, an apartment complex is sick of it. They take extreme measures to get people to pay attention to what their dogs are doing. It's called the Lakes at Westchester Village. They sent letters to everybody who's got an apartment there and said, look, dog waste has become such a problem that if you own a dog, we need a mouth swab so we can collect DNA. And that's what happened. If you didn't do it, they booted you from the property. Once the DNA from the feces, you get where I'm going with this, is matched up to the offending dog, the dog owner would be charged $200 for every violation. And the letter said, pick up after your pet as you agreed to do upon signing your pet addendum. They say that the people who live in the apartments with dogs wouldn't be charged for the process, but for future people who decide to get a dog, they'd have to pay an extra $50 per dog to cover the cost of the program. Isn't that brilliant? I mean, in a way, it's sad, isn't it? But in another way, it's brilliant, because if you live in that apartment complex, dog lover or not dog lover, nobody wants to step in somebody's dog poop, and if you can't pick it up, you need to not have one. Doesn't that make sense? I say that as a dog owner for the first time in my life for the last 3 years. You got to pick it up. That's what you do. So now you have the forced swabbing of the mouth because enough people just didn't care and decided they would leave it. So bravo for that apartment complex in Ohio. We go from the extreme poop detective story to the extreme ridiculous Oscars and dresses. Not that I care about the dress, but this was too fascinating to not touch for this segment since it's about numbers. The best actress nominee, one of them anyway, Michelle Williams, cute, has a great figure, I'm sure, so she's perfect for whatever dress you put on her. But Louis Vuitton did a dress for her that included a neckline that had 30 carats worth of cut diamonds. Let me tell you that again. 30 carats worth of cut diamonds. Okay, so the guy who put in the neckline was named Fred Layton, and it took him 300 hours to make it. 300 hours. Well, that's a lot of hours to put into one dress. She didn't win, but I guess they figured, well, she's getting the FaceTime because people are watching the Oscars, and that's enough for us, so let's do it. We'll take it. All right, speaking of we'll take it, how about quads born in Utah? Yeah, quadruplets. Here's the thing that's interesting. They've had to have some pretty tight security as a result of that. So when I saw initially the headline, quads, tight security, Utah, I was thinking, what is that about? They really did tease me what it's supposed to do when you get a headline. And I just thought, you know, I'm going to try to figure this out before I actually even look at the story. And I had no idea. So three girls, one boy, it happened over the weekend. And what the deal is, because she was under tight security, because what happened was she gave birth, but she was accused of trying to gain access to the family. Sounds confusing, doesn't it? She's a 30-year-old. She lives in Ogden, and her husband says the hospital security around the family was tight because they thought there was an overzealous woman in her 60s who repeatedly tried to contact the family to see them. And she used four different names when she was trying to get into the hospital, and she was told not to return. In the past 5 years, four sets of quads have been born in Utah. Yeah. We got another hospital story for you. That's nice. She's just trying to have all those kids, and some nut is trying to gain access to the family by making up names and using their name. I don't know. How tight is hospital security? I guess in Murray, Utah is pretty tight because they caught on to what her trick was and what was she trying to do. What was the idea? I can see why they were a little bit nervous. This is a strange story about one of the Kennedys. And it's one of the sons of Robert F. Kennedy. His wife had their fourth child. His name is Doug Kennedy. And there's a report that he grabbed a nurse and that he kicked another in the pelvis because he was overzealous or aggressive or whatever you want to say in grabbing his child and wanting to hold the child and go out into the fresh air. He was with a doctor when he did that. He's been charged with harassment, though, and child endangerment. This happened back on January 7th, and he and his wife released a statement saying that the charges were, ready for this, absurd. They didn't use whatever, like Meryl Streep, but they said absurd. And I mentioned this, a doctor friend was with him and said it's really the reverse, that the nurses were aggressive, and it's the nurse's fault, not the other way around. It's not Doug Kennedy's. He's worked at Fox for 15 years, so Roger Ailes, the king of the world when it comes to Fox News, said he's never seen anything but a professional person out of him, and he doesn't understand where that's coming from, so he also laid down a layer of protection for him, if that's the case. Who knows? It's going to be a they-said-you-said scenario, and he's got the charges, though, and that's the key deal. He has the charges leveled against him for whatever that's worth. All right, there's a lot of pressure for drone flights. I'm not talking about drone flights in Afghanistan. I'm talking about drone flights in your neighborhood. I'm talking about going down 75 or 95 or the 101 and seeing a drone, because the unmanned military aircraft that has tracked down, hunted down killers, terrorists, if you will, in the Middle East and Asia, is now being asked the opportunity to use it as being certainly in the long line of people as the Border Patrol, police departments, power companies say they want it. News organizations say they want it. Of course, wouldn't that be brilliant? You're in the newsroom, you hear certain calls. Send out the drone. We don't have to waste a crew because you get a bird's eye view. And it's, they go to places where a plane or a helicopter couldn't go. But would drones invade your private space? Or could they collide with passenger planes? I could see that. I can see that, but it looks like it's coming. That this is the new wave in the military. They'll bring them home from Afghanistan. They're going to want to test them. They're going to use them. And remember, in December, Congress gave the Federal Aviation Administration 6 months to pick a half dozen sites around the country where the military and others can fly unmanned aircraft near regular air traffic and with the possibility of blowing them up. If they're safe, that's what they want to have happen. Because right now, these governmental agencies that want to fly drones have been shut down by the FAA ban unless they get a case-by-case permission thing. So fewer than 300 waivers were used at the end of 2011. I don't know, drones. Looking up into the sky and having the drone patrol you for speed. And plus a small plane and a big plane, when you think a small drone can cost less than $50,000, I can see why if I were in the police department, I would want a drone. But as somebody who's a civilian, the idea of a drone, I don't think so. Boy, anything to catch us, right? Whoops, a little heavy lead-footed, a little heavy on that gas pedal there. We'll show you. It feels like it's like real gotcha stuff. Like the red lights, the thing with the red lights is crazy. Where you're barely even through and they've got your license plate and you're getting a ticket in the mail. We'll show you. That's what we're going to do to you. So to me, that goes along the same lines. Absolutely. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're actually going to check the mail. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on anything, I've been remiss. Let me give out the number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Such a smart crowd. Got some great emails over the weekend, including this nonsense with BP and whether that trial is going to be delayed. It is delayed. It sounds like they're going to settle, that BP is going to settle, and this goes back to the oil spill, if you remember, and how I tried to stay away from it. It seemed like every show from the spring, the year before the spring, all the way through the summer, we were talking oil spill, what does it mean, how many gallons does it stop everything else, because we've got this horrific oil spill in the Gulf Coast. And if you notice, you're probably seeing a lot of ads for BP where they're saying, come back to Florida, come back to Mississippi, wherever it might be. So the trial to decide who would pay for the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill has been delayed by a week. They're trying to cut deals with tens of thousands of businesses and people affected by the disaster. Boy, that'll take... Nobody's getting any sleep on that crew if they're trying to make a joint settlement. I can imagine they're burning the midnight oil. We're checking the mail next.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes and place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Sweet break the silence, waking from the dead of night. Vengeance is boiling, he's returned to kill.
Hey, if you have any thought on the show, you want to send them to me, you want to vent your spleen. I don't even know if you can vent your spleen, but if you want to vent... politics or otherwise, you know what you can do. Send it to me. Go to americatonight.net, and I promise I will respond. I promise. So having that idea in mind, let's head to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
I love doing a Simon Says on any guy. It works for me even if it's a recorded voice. Okay, here's our first one. This comes to us from Wee Willie, who says, Kate, gas prices killing me, sister. What am I going to do? I'm in pretty good shape, but I still don't think I could bike ride to work. And I'm not kidding when I say starting to kill me because it's cutting into my beer money, and that is sacred. All right, Wee Willie, that is pretty funny, cutting into your beer money. You might have to start walking if you're in pretty good shape, because the average price for gasoline on Sunday, anyway, heading into Monday, $3.69 a gallon. So if you are keeping score, you know that that's a 30-cent increase from what you were paying last year, from a month ago. Whew. We don't have much tolerance for higher gas prices. In 2008, said this a couple times. I'll reiterate this number. Gas was 187. 187. So Newt Gingrich swooped in, and he's promising $2.50 for gas. Yeah. And it's the fear of Iran that's inflating some of those gas prices, for one. And the only way that you can have that turnaround is to have Iran not push out that propaganda. But as long as it's flying around out there, then that's what the response is going to be, in other words. Ooh. All right, let's move on to something else. And that something else involves an interesting number. And that number is what Jake sent me in Austin. He says, Kate, did you realize that we Americans have an incredibly favorable view of Canada? Did you check out the Gallup poll finding? And he sent me that 98% of us have a favorable view of Canada. That certainly has to be a record. I know we've got 93% for Australia, 90 for England. And, of course, if you went down the chain of hated countries, where do you think Iran would come up? I'm sure in the bottom 10%. I would be shocked if it got above that. It doesn't matter what your stripes are, but I think none of us want to deal or are tired of dealing and hearing about what's happening in Iran. All right, let's go to another one. This one from Philip, who says, hello, America, tonight. Did you happen to notice that Bin Laden's home was reduced to a mere pile of rocks? I say bravo to that. I wish it were reported a little bit more. But what are your thoughts, Kate? Well, my thoughts are, I hope they weren't trying to hide anything, although we rifled through there. But I think it's the embarrassment. And it was a pretty split-level, high complex. So I think it was embarrassment because the Pakistanis didn't want to have to answer questions as to why that place was up for so long and he was supposedly living there and they didn't say anything. So they reduced the house to just nothing. He lived there, Bin Laden, for years before he was killed by the commandos. And that place, of course, was destroyed. So the idea is that he probably moved into the house in 2005. Wow. 2005 and we couldn't smoke him out there. So somebody is assuming who, and that's somebody's providing some kind of cover. So what do I think of it? I think I say, you know, thumbs up is what I say, actually, because we need to rid ourselves of any trace of that. So why not just walk away from it? It's like a short sale. Just walk away. Tear her down, and it's done. Tear her down, and we are done with this, and we don't have to go, well, hopefully, we don't have to go back there. So, here's an interesting thing, also on this BP number. BP is considering $14 billion in an oil spill settlement. Now, you know what that's about. BP and the Gulf Coast, I mentioned that already, how they've got all the ads up, and whether it's Mississippi or Florida or Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, or wherever it is, BP's pumping money into that to try to raise the awareness for what's happening along the Gulf Coast, because it's about coming back, or we still have our seafood, and we still have our casinos, and we still have our great golf courses, and, you know, the concern over trying to get more tourists back in. So here's a question from, let's see, Little Joe, who says, America Tonight, did you, and this goes along with the BP thing, did you happen to see what's going on with BP? What do you think they're going to do? What kind of deal are they going to cut? Yeah, I bet it's a sweetheart deal. That's why they're waiting, isn't it? Well, typically that can be a stall. That can be a way to stall somebody in court, and maybe that's what they are doing. So the case was supposed to start in New Orleans in a federal court, but now they pushed back the date to March 5th from February 27th. So that means more talks between BP and the plaintiffs committee, which represents condominium owners, fishermen, hotel people, restaurant people, and other people who said their livelihoods were just smashed in half by the explosion of the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig and then the oil spill. Remember, and people forget this, 11 people were killed and almost 5 million barrels of oil spewed. I mean, we were watching it on live camera, spewed from the mile-deep Macondo oil well. Certainly by far the worst offshore oil spill anyway that we have ever had. So they're trying to reach an agreement, trying to compensate the people and the businesses that were affected, and it makes sense because the faster they get to some kind of an agreement, the better or the more BP will be out of the headlines, and they know that, and they don't want to be in the headlines for anything negative. So that's the other part of that story. Why have that floating around out there? So if I have to pay a little something I was expecting I'd have to pay anyway, and if they're willing to settle, whew, that could be good for me. Yeah. Okay, here's another one. This one is from, oh, we already talked about this, but it's okay. Malcolm says, died laughing out loud with the Kennedy story, kidnapping his own baby, caught right in sight of the hospital, going down in an elevator with a doctor, no less. They think the doctor was going to kidnap the baby. Yeah, I get his sarcasm there. It is kind of a crazy deal. It's that old-fashioned thing where he stayed out of the delivery room, I say old-fashioned, lucky guy syndrome, and then wanted to see his kid, by all rights, and somehow got tangled up with the nurses, but he had a doctor with him, so this is going to be a real finger-pointing deal of he said this and they said that and trying to figure out who's telling the truth, maybe even based on what their injuries show, if there's any kind of red marks or anything. So that could change the face of that thing real quickly, couldn't it? Ooh. By the way, over the weekend, it is Oscar weekend, so it's all about pictures and whatnot, and we talked about the Oscars. Act of Valor. See, I told you that was just made for Hollywood. Act of Valor was number one at the box office. Took in $24.7 million. It's about SEALs, U.S. Navy SEALs, and the fact that they're trying to save the world. And it paid off. Paid off in week one, anyway. Don't forget, you know what to do. You got a note? Send it to me, americatonight.net.
Crikey. Danger, danger. Kate's got mail.